American composer John Cage was a deeply spiritual Buddhist who would no doubt feel a special pain from what is unfolding now in Nepal, the birthplace of the Buddha, in the aftermath of the weekend earthquake. This is John Cage at some of his most playful and contemplative. She is Asleep, Part 1, Quartet for 12 Tom-Toms, a piece composed in 1943. In 2013, the New World Symphony in Miami commemorated the centennial of Cage's birth with a three-day festival. What you're listening to is from that festival. And this week they're launching a website to give Cage fans even greater access to his work, and scholars as well. Howard Herring is president and CEO of the New World Symphony. Welcome back to the program, Howard.
Great to be here. Thanks.
People forget that John Cage, as playful and as a renegade as much as he was a deeply spiritual person, and much of his musical confronting was also about seeking the depth of silence and peace.
He's an amazing composer and quite a unique and important musical voice. New World Symphony is an academy. We bring 87 fellows together. They're with us for 3 years on their fellowships, and one of our jobs is to take them into these aesthetic places that will be, for them, throughout their lives, important touch points, ways to understand American voices, and in this case, John Cage. So we're intent on designing a course of study. In this case, MTT took it upon himself, Michael Tilson Thomas knew John Cage, and played a lot of his music in his younger days and throughout his career. So we had a chance with Michael's leadership to bring in Joan LaBarbera and Meredith Monk and Jesse Norman, Marc-Andre Hamlin, members of the Merce Cunningham Dance Company. And together, over many, many weeks, they built this aesthetic moment. And our players were able to understand from that place how to make choices in John Cage's music. The result, the 3 days of performance, important musical statements, and really the outward expression of all of that study that is an essential part of the New World Symphony's Academy.
This new website is a way of recreating that festival or the spirit of that festival online?
Yes. Musicians of the future, we hope, will come to this website, understand the choices that we made, and be encouraged and informed to make their own. This music in the early days was notated in a traditional way, but as John Cage worked through his life, he began to explore other ways to notate the music and then ask more of the performers than might otherwise be asked in terms of how they would use their imaginations and what's on the page to create something that is truly their own and of that moment.
And that would include using the I Ching, the throwing of the I Ching, to create randomized kinds of moments in concert settings. He also was someone who was a pioneer in the use of sampling techniques as a way of taking others' work, others' recorded work, and actually integrating it. Here's an example of that.
Special Service presents a half hour of the favorite music of you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
And this eventually morphs, as you can hear right there. The mixing of these two is not ironic in any sense. It is a deliberate statement.
Absolutely deliberate. You are all of a sudden in a sound world that is kind of like life if you really listen carefully. As you pass through a day, all kinds of sounds are going to come to you, and it's your job to organize them if you choose. And he was letting us embrace that randomness and the chance of life. And it's an amazing understanding of yourself first, and then the music that is truly around all of us all the time.
He was a part of a scene that involved the 20th century art world and dance world. And you mentioned Merce Cunningham and The biography of John Cage is the biography of a movement in many ways. How difficult is that to recreate, and what are the remnants of that? Because he's very different from the Aaron Copland movement or Virgil Thompson movement in music in the 20th century.
We worked hard at recreating the aesthetic. We had some of the Merce Cunningham dancers come to us, and our fellows learned to dance. We had classes. They chose field dances as the moment to explore, the dance to explore, and it was amazing to watch 87 fellows bring themselves into the movement that is field dances. That's one example of ways that we just did it and learned by doing it. It's very much a New World Fellowship kind of approach, an experiential curriculum. But it does take you there. All of a sudden, you're listening with different ears, you're seeing with different eyes, and then hopefully that gets translated through this website for others so that they can understand it too.
Why did you choose The Seasons? Of course, it's a famous piece. You folks in Miami don't necessarily have the kind of seasons that Cage experienced here in upstate New York and in the Catskills, where he was for so long.
It is a major statement. When your listeners go on the website, I think they will find the kind of music that is from the tradition. Vivaldi wrote his Seasons, from a tradition that is quite old, but in the creation of not just the music itself, but the video that's on the website, what we've done is gone beyond just the music and the particular way we presented it into this videographic, independent artistic expression. And it does feel like all four seasons, the treatment of each season being quite vivid and real, and a sort of sensuous elegance comes from that piece that that we think is important.
To understand Cage is a journey, and you present this very much as a journey. We can end on this great, short, Zen-like statement from Cage. I have nothing to say, and I'm saying it, and that is poetry as I need it. This space of time is organized. We need not fear these silences. Of course, he's very known for silences. Mm-hmm. We may love them. Loving silence. Do you love silence?
I do love silence, and I know it in a very different way thanks to our John Cage Festival.
Howard Herring, President and CEO of the New World Symphony in Miami. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.